President Bush is starting a six-day tour of Latin America today in Brazil. When he was elected, the president vowed that our southern neighbors would be among his highest priorities. But the fight against terrorism and the war in Iraq have taken far more attention. This trip is seen as an attempt to win back goodwill that has slipped away. But some wonder if it's not too late, especially since Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez has emerged as a powerful anti-American voice. Here's NPR's Adam Davidson.
President Bush couldn't have been clearer about why he's going to Latin America.
The trip really is to remind people that we care.
The president says the U.S. does great by Latin America. We send money, we have lots of helpful programs, but nobody notices.
I do worry about the fact that some say, well, the United States hasn't paid enough attention to us, or the United States really isn't anything more than, you know, worried about terrorism. And when, in fact, the record has been a strong record.
The Council on Foreign Relations' Julia Swag says Latin America feels ignored because, well, it has been ignored. She wrote Friendly Fire, which is about the anti-American backlash in the region and around the world. She says a fence-mending trip is great, but the president is not proposing any real changes.
No. The president is not actually changing how money is spent. We're not witnessing a full-blown overhaul of Washington's policy toward Latin America.
Lately, Swag says, when the U.S. does pay attention to Latin America, it's to promote two things, trade and democracy.
The problem is when Washington today says trade and democracy, Latin Americans hear oligarchy and imperialism. And he's, I think, trying to show that we're about more than that.
Specifically, Swag says, Bush wants Latin Americans to know he gets it. They're struggling. Their economies aren't doing well. Bush wants to show that he sees the same problems his nemesis does, Hugo Chavez, because, Swag says, Chavez has done a great job of telling Latin Americans that he alone sees all these economic problems clearly. So is Chavez right? Does he understand the economics of Latin America better than the Americans have?
Sorry to laugh. You're not going to put that on that tape.
Oh, I'm definitely going to put that on. In case it's not clear, Swag laughed because in her view, Chavez doesn't have any real economic solutions. What he has is money. Higher oil prices have given Venezuela a windfall, and Chavez is spreading that money around, spending all over the region, making colorful speeches, blaming the region's problems on the U.S. and President Bush. And while Chavez has been everywhere in Latin America, Bush has been nowhere. So the Latin American street has gone decidedly towards Chavez. But, Swag says, the leadership and the elites are, for the most part, still on the side of the U.S.
What's that board game we grew up playing?
Risk?
Yes. Sounds like we're playing a big game of Risk. But if you look at the map, you know, we still have Mexico. We still have Central America. We have Colombia for the foreseeable future, if you want to put it in those terms.
So the trip might shore up relations with the countries we're already close to. But it's not enough to win back the people, says Sergio Aguayo, an international relations professor at the College of Mexico.
It looks like a photo opportunity trip. You cannot heal in 1 week the consequence of 1 decade of indifference. I mean, it is not possible in love affairs and in state affairs.
Aguayo says no matter how well this trip goes, next week President Bush will be back in Washington. And it's hard to imagine that anytime soon Latin America will get as much attention as places like Iraq, China, and North Korea. Adam Davidson, NPR News.